Dozens of African migrants have died and more than 200 are missing after their boat capsized off the Italian island of Lampedusa in the Mediterranean Sea, just over 100 kilometers from the African coast. More than 150 have been rescued by fishing boats and the Italian Coast Guard. I'm Al Pessin. I'll have a report from London. Italian Coast Guard sailors helped migrants off a rescue boat at Lampedusa port Thursday morning. Most were men. An official of the Rome-based International Organization for Migration said most of the women and all of the children on the migrant boat drowned. The boat, carrying about 500 people, overturned after a fire broke out on board about 1 kilometer off Lampedusa's shore. At one pier in Lampedusa port, the dead lay in rows inside body bags while the search continued for the missing. Officials say most of these migrants are from Eritrea, but reports said some might also be from Somalia. Their smuggler's boat reportedly set out from Libya. This was the largest in a series of similar incidents this year. There was a second rescue operation on Thursday involving 2 smaller migrant boats off the coast of Sicily, and 13 migrants died when their boat ran aground off Sicily on Monday. The United Nations Refugee Office says 3 times as many illegal African migrants have arrived in Italy this year compared to last year. The country's southern islands are an attractive but dangerous destination for migrants because of their proximity to the African coast. From Amnesty International, Yezerza Tigane told VOA via Skype, "This latest incident is a grim reminder of the plight of people from Africa and the Middle East who are willing to risk their lives and their children's lives to escape poverty and turmoil."
These are countries clearly in turmoil. People are trying to get out of their trouble. They're trying to save their families.
Tigane says the migrants seek both safety and economic opportunity. She accuses European countries of hypocrisy for expressing concern about people in poverty and conflict zones, but allowing only a few thousand to come to the continent legally. She also calls for more action to address the reasons people are willing to take the often deadly trips across the Mediterranean.
We have to go into questions of where the aid is going, how the aid is being used in these countries, how much of employment opportunities there are. Then we need to talk about proper, democracy and, rule of law and et cetera, et cetera. We must then take a much bigger context.
In Rome, Pope Francis said these latest deaths are a tragedy and a shame, and he called for renewed efforts to prevent similar incidents in the future. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
These are countries clearly in turmoil. People are trying to get out of their trouble. They're trying to save their families. We have to go into questions of where the aid is going, how the aid is being used in these countries, how much of employment opportunities there are. Then we need to talk about proper, democracy and, rule of law and et cetera, et cetera. We must then take a much bigger context.